This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show, a special edition live from the Hilltop Mall here in Kearney. 2 hours and hot dogs. 2 hours, hot dogs. And we have hot dogs. We have celebrities. We have former, you know, Minnesota Vikings here. We have Dodger fans. We got Cub fans. We got Sooner fans.
We got postmen.
And we might act, and we've got postmen. That's exactly right. And then we've got Chris Basnett, who's hacking for the hub. So he's going to be here as well. We've got a great crowd on hand, and we invite you to come up. It is sidewalk sales going on here at the Hilltop Mall today through Sunday. Back to school is not that far around the corner. A lot of things going on. And coming up here in just about 15, 20 minutes, we will begin the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. And we invite everyone to come up and join us at the Hilltop Mall. We've got some giveaways for the folks that aren't going to be eating hot dogs, but just kind of mingling through the mall and finding out what's going on today. And the one thing I've noticed, Daddy, is the only returner from the last 2 years is Bob Hamer from the Grand Island Independent. Now, Josh Jeldon weaseled out. He took vacation, made sure he was out of the state. So one of our two champions is not here. He won it the first year. But Ben Pug Bertrand has returned with trophy in hand to defend his title. But I'm looking at some of the newbies, and I think the nervousness has started to set in a little bit.
Well, it started to set in, but Bob Hamer, the only real gamer we've come across in 3 years, he'd be here eating hot dogs. Big Cubs fan. He was going to be at the Cubs game today, but opted to come to the hot dog eating contest because it was so important to him.
He said after yesterday's devastating loss, where the Reds hit 7 home runs, but none of them inside the park.
No, Mark Pian, though, did.
Inside the park home run, the Royals win it by a score of 4-1. Doug Duda, Big Daddy Tony Davis, and Derek Stinson doing the engineering back in the studio. Good morning, Derek. How you doing?
Good. How you guys doing?
How's your day gone?
It's gone okay so far.
What's the number one country song in the land?
The number one country song? I just read it this morning, too.
I thought you didn't do anything when you were in Germany. You were just a good kid.
Yeah, give me a second. I'll think of it.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
But how about that Royals victory last night, 4-1? What do you think about that?
Good stuff there.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time.
In a few days, the Royals, at least they're avoiding being swept, but they keep winning the last game of the series, the last game of the series, the last game of the series. Now Seattle comes in. They need a sweep this weekend, get some positive momentum heading into the All-Star break.
Yeah, they really do, and it's one of those things this year. The Royals, you go back to the 12-game losing streak. The Royals have really, you know, they've lost a couple games, but they've always found a way to come back and win a game, and they're this team. Throw out the 12-game losing streak. If you play decent baseball at all through that, the Royals really give themselves a chance. And I know you got to count that in the standings, part of the season, but nonetheless, there's 12 losses in a row they can't account for. That was bad baseball, but they came back from that. And they've got to get something positive going as they head into the All-Star break and get a little bit of a break and get their legs back from under them.
10 of 11 on the wins, and then they took a loss. And also, Miss Basketball is in town, Daddy. Miss Basketball tournament is going on. 64 teams from across the country in Kearney. Day one of pool play is done. And I know the mall is buzzing with the gals that have not played yet today and have some time to kill.
Well, they're certainly killing some time. It looks like they're killing Mom and Dad's credit card, too.
There are a lot of Old Navy bags walking out of the Hilltop Mall, which is where we are broadcasting from live today. Sidewalk sales are going on, great deals throughout the area, and it amazes me again how many people don't have to work on Friday. And I will say that since this is the first Friday in a month I've actually been on the show. So, you know, I've been kind of busy the last 3 Fridays, but glad to be here today. And we will be talking with some of the competitors before we get into this third annual hot dog eating contest, including the defending champion, Van Pug Bertrand to get his strategy on what he will be doing today?
Well, and I think you'll have to see a different tactical approach because he really thinks that this deal's over. I mean, he's a champion. He just wants a trophy and to go home right now.
Well, see, and last year, you know, you always have that underdog. Last year, Bob Hamer came out of nowhere. See, the first year, I think he ate like three of the giant hot dogs. Last year, the winner, 12 and a half, and Bob Hamer was second with 10, and Josh Jeldon, who was the defending champion last year, really faltered and didn't quite make it to the number he needed. I think you see a lot of different people here today. You see Chris Ryskowski, the Riz, coming in at 6'9" tall and ready to just file those dogs down his gullet. You've got a finely tuned athlete and former loper, your favorite loper, Tyler McNitt. How did you convince him to be in the competition today?
It was an emotional talk. A lot of crying went in. Some soft necking. No, very little soft necking, but Tyler did opt into the contest this year. We'll see if he's got what it takes. You bring up Chris Ryskowski, 6'9", 112 pounds.
Dripping wet.
Dripping wet, yeah. He's like a little rat. If he was a little wet rat, he might weigh 115, but that's about all the kid's got. A lot of bone. He's a bony individual.
We have a couple of firsts in the competition today. The first female to ever compete in the hot dog eating contest, Melody Pettit from NTV, has decided that she will join the fray today. Also, we have the first person to ever reverse in the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest 2 years ago has decided to rejoin us this year in the air conditioning here of the Hilltop Mall.
Yeah, I think the air conditioning is really going to help young Larry Mitchell out. Did a fine job in the first annual hot dog eating contest. Had a little problem with the heat, but he's been conditioning his body in 55-degree cooler in Elm Creek, and now he comes back in the third annual one.
This is a kid that had, in one sitting at Pizza Hut, 22 pieces of pizza.
22 pieces of pan pizza, I'm told.
Then you've got Hot Dog Steve Anderson, aptly named for this competition, the biggest Sooners fan, Sooner Steve. Some people call him Hot Dog. Some people call him names we can't repeat here on the air. Sometimes the FCC sends us a letter after he's been on the program, but that's okay. We still have him on today. And then you've got the mailman, the unknown. You've got the mailman coming in.
Yeah, we don't know much about we know he's in good shape. Delivering packages, delivering your mail every day, and Brent Anderson. Yeah, that's why he gets a chance to listen to us.
Well, we appreciate everybody that does here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550, and, of course, the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. Checking out the poll question before we rolled up here to the Hilltop Mall. More people like watching World Series of Poker than they do the competitive eating. Right now it's about 66% to 34%, so about two-thirds have chosen that. You can log on and vote still today at ESPNSuperstation.com.
No real surprise there. No real surprise. I thought it might be more overwhelming. I thought it might be like 9-1. I mean, more people enjoy World. It makes a lot of people sick, that competitive eating. You know, when they show somebody eating 119 oysters in 30 seconds, some people find that really repulsive and just flat-out gross.
I am a little surprised, by the way, that you did not choose to be in the competitive eating contest here today. That's how this whole thing got started a couple of years after Kobayashi edged out Joey Chestnut. We decided to talk how many hot dogs could Daddy eat, and we found out not very many. I think the pressure, if you were alone at home, you would probably do a lot better than in the public eye.
Well,
but I saw that you did qualify this year. You could qualify. You could be a part because I don't know that many people knew about the fried fish eating contest held about a month ago, and so you were able to put down quite a few little nuggets of fried fish and qualified for this event, but you've decided to step aside.
Yes, after I had a reversal that night, yes, I did decide to step aside.
Reversals are not good, and the fans continue to roll in. We're going to get going here. Troutman's Quality Meats, once again, providing the hot dogs. We've got special hot dog eating T-shirts for the first time this year. And may I say, your head still looks big.
Well, the ladies really actually did a nice job. Got a nice thick wiener right below us. You can't go wrong there.
You can still call the show today if you like, 1-888-455-ESPN, or you can send us email to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. We are going to get a chance to talk to some of the contestants, and then we're going to eat some hot dogs, so let's take a break. Don't forget we're here for a special two-hour Doug and Daddy show, so plenty of time. Come up and see us. We're at the main entrance here at the Hilltop Mall right across from Snickerdoodles. I hope this doesn't detract from Snickerdoodle's business. Maybe we can eat dessert before we eat the hot dogs. But that's where we're at. Come out and visit us here in Kearney at the Hilltop Mall. We'll be back, talk to a couple of the competitors right after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. There's just not enough O's in smooth to describe this show.
If you visit the Chicken Coop on a regular basis, you know true happiness. But if you've never been inside the Chicken Coop, you're missing out big time. The Chicken Coop is a first-class sports bar with TVs everywhere you look. There's no bad seat in the house, along with your favorite drinks, domestic beers, and microbrews. The Chicken Coop is also a family-friendly eatery that sports a varied menu featuring pizza, steaks, wings, and lots of appetizers. Find out for yourself why so many people flock to the Chicken Coop, downtown Grand Island and downtown Kearney.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
Design Homes is the Midwest leader in custom factory direct homes. We are looking for developers in your area that are interested in multiple home purchases. We have over 50 homes in inventory ready for immediate delivery with standard features like Kohler plumbing and Lennox furnaces. Check out designhomes.com today and let us put our 40 years of experience behind your development project. Discover the Design Homes difference today.
Design Homes, your home now.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see sunny skies across the area today with a slight chance of a storm towards this evening. Otherwise, look for high temperatures of 94 with south winds to 12 to 25. Tonight, we'll see a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some of the storms could turn severe with lows around 60, up to 83 for a high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 82.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live at the Hilltop Mall getting ready for the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. It was 1 week ago today that the Nathan's Hot Dog Contest went to the first ever dog off between Joey Chestnut and Kobayashi, both shoving 59 hot dogs down their gullet in 10 minutes. But, Daddy, that was not enough. They had to go to a dog off, and Joey Chestnut was able to finish off five hot dogs quicker than Kobayashi 1 week ago today.
You know, and really didn't look like they slowed down, you know, from where they originally started. That was the amazing part. You would have thought maybe towards the end where these aren't going down so smooth. No, five more went down just like the first five went down.
Your thoughts when you watched all of that?
It's one of those deals, and they can talk about how Kobayashi's stomach sits below his rib cage, and whatever. You can say, you know what, Secretariat's heart was three times larger, whatever. Well, he's got somehow an added advantage.
Well, Joey Chestnut is the two-time defending champion, and trying to do the same here in the Doug and Daddy contest, the defending champion, Ben Pug Bertrand, has joined us, Daddy, and I know you've got some questions for him.
Well, Ben, another year, another opportunity to take home the trophy, which your wife loves to have in the living room. Just your overall thoughts and the emotional chariot ride when you came in the parking lot, hoisted upon the shoulders of girls in bikinis.
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank all my sponsors, Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, Aiden Plumbing, Karen Mosley Construction, and the R&K Irrigation for making this all possible. And I'm just going to go out and just chug a bunch of wieners today and just see if I can take these guys down here.
Did it take you a while to forget the pain that you felt after last year's win to agree to come back and defend your title?
Yeah, it did. But then last week I watched that Nathan thing, and then I realized that's the pain I have to go through this week. And I was like,
is there any different strategy today? Did you do it right last year? Are you going to try and beat your total from last year?
I don't think I am. But the thing about it is, everybody always asks me, how many hot dogs do you eat? And I said, 12 or 13, whatever it was. And everybody's like, oh, that's it? You know, Kobayashi can eat like 50 in 12 minutes, and you had a half hour, so.
Well, he's a trained professional.
Well, yeah, but everybody, talked a bunch, but nobody ever wants to come see if they can take down the champ.
Exactly. Well, we have about 50 people keep asking us, when's the hot dog contest? When's the hot dog contest? We end up with 10.
Yeah.
And we thank every single one of these folks that come up.
Obviously, a different set of competitors. You get Larry Mitchell. You saw Larry Mitchell eat before. Does he worry you?
He does worry me a little bit, yeah.
He's a creepy little man, isn't he? No, I'm just kidding.
Just because you don't want to sit next to him because of the reversal or because you think maybe he could take down the championship here today?
If he can train his brain to think that these hot dogs he's eating are pizza, he's going to be one factor here.
All right, Pugs. Well, best of luck. Thanks for coming up again.
Thank you.
Let's bring Bob Hamer over from the Grand Island Independent. We're going to talk to Bob here. He is the only person that is gutted up enough to be here all 3 years. And, Bob, welcome back over to Kearney.
Thanks for having me. I'm a slow learner.
Tell me a little bit. You made vast improvement from year one to year two. Are you looking to make even more improvement here in year three?
Not really. I'm with Ben. Yeah, it's like I'm here. I'll eat a few. I'll see what happens. And last year I was shooting for double digits, which I made 10, and I was happy with that.
Bob, probably the surprise of the contest, obviously, last year, because you didn't even expect to do that.
No, I didn't know what I'd do. The year before, I think I ate 3, but we had those huge quarter-pound hot dogs.
Which was like 6.5.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Some of the competition is a little different. No Lauren Kizer, ex-football player for the Huskers. No Josh Jelton, big, tall, strong, intimidating factors. Not maybe quite as an intimidating crew here today. Does that play in your favor?
Well, I don't know, because watch the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. Those guys aren't big intimidating at all. And I think there may be some smaller guys here that might surprise us. It's certainly possible, anyway.
Did you have any advice from the independent staff before coming over today?
No, I didn't tell them I was coming.
Well, Bob, thanks again for coming over and supporting this event. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.
The Doug and Daddy Show, we are live at the Hilltop Mall. We want to talk to Seth Blank, equal time for the Kearney Hub, making his first appearance. And you may have read yesterday's article in the Kearney Hub about your all of a sudden fascination with competitive eating. Where did this come from?
That's a good question, because I have no idea. every July 4th, I try to get on or find some time, let's just say, about 11 o'clock, turn on ESPN, watch the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Championship. I don't know what was better this year, the actual eating or the antics beforehand. As you read in my article, I'm a big Rich Lefevre fan, the Locust.
I thought maybe you'd come with some face paint today.
I thought about it. I actually thought about bringing a robe up and a towel, and my coworker Chris Baznett was going to be my cut man, and just a spit bucket, something like that to keep me going.
Well, we have spit buckets. We have spit buckets.
I'm hoping to become the people's champ.
Seth, obviously the hot dog eating contest takes center stage, but there's several competitive eating deals. Is there one? Do you like the spaghetti more than the hot dogs? Do you like the oysters more than anything else? Is there one that stands out to you, or is it always the July 4th event?
It's the July 4th event. I remember, I don't know how long it was ago, but on ESPN2 they used to have like a world eating championships where people would be eating spaghetti. And one time I was watching them eat lettuce.
Ooh.
That was just funny, trying to get the lettuce leaves in their mouth, and I don't know. I can't say I'm a huge fan of anything except for the hot dogs.
Now, if I read the Hub right, folks will be able to watch you eating later today. Is that correct on the Hub website?
Well, that's either eating or dying, whatever you want to call it. I don't know when the video is going to be uploaded. I'm guessing it may be up by tomorrow. Otherwise, check in Monday, yeah. Got a guy here videotaping me right now. Hopefully I can do the Hub well and not embarrass myself too bad.
Seth, looking over the competition, anybody scare you just by looking at them?
The Bertrand kid, the defending champ, he scares me. I saw him come walking in with that big trophy, and I wanted to go hide in the corner. But
it could be the biggest trophy you've ever won, though, if you can come out on top today.
Hey, Doug, all I got to say is I'm really hungry. I haven't eaten since like 9 o'clock yesterday. And I made some room this morning. I'm ready to eat.
Oh, no. Oh, no. I didn't need to know that. Seth, thanks for being a part of this, and good luck today.
Thanks. I'm going to need it.
Let's see if we can bring Melody Pettit over to talk to us for just a second here, because she is the first female to ever partake in the hot dog eating contest. What were you thinking?
You know what I was just thinking? I can eat a lot of hot dogs, and I can probably give you guys a run for your money, even though I'm a girl. I've been practicing.
She's an athlete, Daddy.
She is an athlete.
She would be one of the few trained athletes here today.
Now, is the competitiveness going to come out? Are we going to see that in Melody Pettit? If you start to see somebody falter a little bit, will that push you further?
Yeah, a lot of trash talk, a lot of eat my bun.
Did Josh give you any advice? Because he's been in it the last 2 years and then wimped out this year.
He did. He said, just make sure you have time enough to take a nap afterwards.
That has absolutely been the one thing, Daddy, that everybody has told us about. Friday afternoon is going to be nighty night time for most of our competitors.
Well, and when I found out Melody was entered in, I obviously had to change a tactic because the famous words, gentlemen, grab your wieners, is much like when Danica Patrick entered the fray in Indianapolis.
And they said, so, gentlemen, start your engine.
It'll be gentlemen and lady. Yeah. Start, you know, I'm obviously going to have to
so
adapt.
So you've edited your script.
I've edited it.
You plan. That's good. Do you have a goal? Can you win this today?
I think I could definitely give you a run for your money. I don't know if I could take it all, but second place, third place, that's what I'm shooting for.
Melody, thanks for giving us some time. Best of luck against whatever you're going to be setting against over there at the table.
Thank you.
Melody Pettit from NTV joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live at the Hilltop Mall getting ready for the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. We've talked to a few of the competitors. A few of the others are getting into their antics. They're mentally preparing. They're getting ready. Daddy, I think we have a few fans here, and I think maybe the defending champion might have the biggest rooting section here today. I'm not sure where all the bias lays, but I think as Pug Bertrand says, some of his sponsors are here to make sure their money is being spent wisely.
You know, fans, well-wishers along. He's been signing autographs for the kids. It's an emotional time for him. Anytime kids are involved, that's what he's doing it for.
I see that Hot Dog Steve Anderson is here. I was wondering maybe if we'd have a chance to talk with him because, you know, he's always at a loss for words to chat with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. And so let's find out from probably the most hated person here as far as being an Oklahoma Sooner fan. So, Dog, I can't see that a lot of folks are going to be pulling for you today wearing the Oklahoma garb.
Well, my good buddy Josh is going to cheer for me. I know that. I don't know who else is going to cheer, but I figure if a Sooner fan can't beat a bunch of Huskers.
Now, are Oklahoma hot dogs different than Nebraska hot dogs?
Tastes just a little better.
Hot dog, I got to ask you this. Any disappointment with your quarterback being a drug?
Yeah, I don't know. You guys broke that story, and I don't know. It looks like I'm waiting for the call. I might be the man under center next year.
You know, I waited all yesterday, Jim Rome show, what have you, for the emails. Like, I can't believe a Husker fan knew how to run the Internet. I waited for that, and it never got read. But
that was my call for today.
Well, is that the most? We mentioned that on the show yesterday. And for the folks who don't know what we're talking about, a Husker fan living in Austin, Texas, wrote a bogus story, but then used a template of the Daily Oklahoman, so it looked like the Oklahoman was writing it. That two Oklahoma quarterbacks had been arrested for cocaine,
including Sam Bradford, the starter,
and a couple of Texas radio stations went with it. A couple of Texas radio stations went with it, and now the other quarterback's father says he's going to prosecute him to the fullest extent of the law because he's got a little cage, which is probably why his kid's at Oklahoma to begin with.
Well, you talk about double stupid. You're fighting a fight. We're fighting Husker fans and Texas people. My God.
Your strategy for the hot dog eating contest, I kind of refer to it maybe as cannibalism, hot dog eating hot dogs.
I've heard that a couple times. I may have pulled a little boo-boo this morning.
Really? A Sooner fan doing something stupid? Unbelievable.
I went for donuts.
What time did you eat donuts this morning, and how many did you eat?
9:30.
Oh, no. Oh, you do see the reversal buckets.
I see the reversal buckets. I'm not planning on visiting there.
All right, Dog. Well, thanks for coming up. Best of luck. Oklahoma Sooner fan, Hot Dog Steve Anderson. Daddy, I think we're getting close. The hot dogs are about ready to be served up on the buns. The competitors are about ready to get things going. We see a good crowd on hand. But before we take a break and come back and get this hot dog competition underway, I want to wish your brother, Reggie Davis, a happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday, Reggie.
Is it really his birthday, though?
Gosh, yes. You know what? It is his birthday. It's my cousin Amy Davis's birthday. It's Aaron Long, the running back, 32 touchdowns, Aaron Long senior year in 92 for the Bertrand Vikings. It's his birthday as well, so it's a happy birthday to all three.
Happy birthday all around. It is the third annual. And is he going to be in the hot dog eating contest today?
No, but he said he was coming up here, but I think he's even afraid to show up.
I think he's high. Definitely get shoved into the hot dog eating contest. Third annual hot dog eating contest here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you along with us on ESPN Radio and the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. We want to thank these fine folks for helping make this possible, not only Troutman's Quality Meat in the Hilltop Mall, but also Sunmart, Culligan, who's provided the water here today, Saks's Pizza, GNC, Sports Village, the Elephant's Eye, also Snickerdoodles and Moonlight Embroidery. We want to thank all of those folks for helping make this possible here today on the Doug and Daddy Show. Are you ready to eat some dogs?
Let's eat some wieners.
When we come back, the third annual hot dog eating contest, and before we go to break again, we run ours a little bit different. Our competitors have 30 minutes to eat as many hot dogs as they can. You will not
got time.
Yeah, you will not see them jamming hot dogs into water and shoving them down their gullet and trying to eat 50 of them. If somebody would get to 14 or 15 today, if there would be a parade and a very huge trophy. How big is that trophy? 3 feet?
I'm going about 3.5.
3.5, about halfway up you.
Plus they got the big wiener T-shirt.
Yes, we do. We've got more sponsors, more prizes. The competitors are about ready to get seated, and we will introduce them and get this hot dog contest underway right after this from the Hilltop Mall on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Greetings, sports radio listeners. Darkbane here, and if you could smell through the radio, you would right now be inhaling the fumes of pure, unfiltered hatred I have for the X Games. Soon that aroma will give way to the smell of smoldering originality that follows a blast from my new laser cannon. Smells like fun, huh?
X Games 14, July 31st through August 3rd, live on ESPN and ABC. Brought to you by the U.S. Navy.
The Navy Seahawk helicopter has a lift capacity of over 6,000 pounds. But when it comes to helping those around the world who need it most, they lift the hopes of millions. To learn more about how the Navy is the best place to do great things, call 1-800-USA-NAVY or visit Navy.com. It will do you and the world a load of good. Navy. Accelerate your life.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand-new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star Motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies across the area today with a slight chance of a storm towards this evening. Otherwise, look for high temperatures of 94 with south winds to 12 to 25. Tonight, we'll see a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some of the storms could turn severe with lows around 60, up to 83 for a high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 82.
And welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Hilltop Mall, a special two-hour edition today for the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. And we go to the Dent Popper inbox. Alex in Wood River has fired us an email. He says, hot dog is going to choke like the Sooners did against Boise State.
So yeah.
A prediction there, hot dog will choke like the Sooners did against Boise State. Alex in Wood River, want to thank you so much for sending it to the Dent Popper inbox, home of the Arma Lining. Paintless dent repair for years. See Scott or Joel for a free estimate on the bricks, downtown Kearney. You can email us anytime, especially during this two-hour show, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And Daddy, maybe one thing we haven't talked about so far in this competition is we have a little more time, so we put a little more flavor on the dogs here, and that means the competitors want to throw some ketchup, some mustard, some relish on there. They can do that, and that could be a big factor.
Well, the condiment factor, certainly as far as lubrication goes, is always something to take note of, and it'll be interesting to see the tactics that are used. I think, they're setting them out already. We're getting ready to go here shortly, and everybody's going to be individually on their own. They can do whatever they want, but I got to think some of this brown spicy mustard would be lovely on one.
Yeah, but see, why would you need spice if you're just trying to lather it up to get it to slide down a little bit better? Wouldn't you just want straight ketchup or regular mustard to put it down? The only reason there's even spicy mustard here is because you're going to eat like two hot dogs while we're up here.
That is true. That is true, and I appreciate the girls for getting that spicy mustard for me.
Your thoughts, Daddy, as we get into the competition here, let's introduce our competitors, and we will start with one of the listeners from the Doug and Daddy Show, Brent the Mailman Anderson. He is going to sit right here, right in front of us, and your thoughts on really the wild card in this field.
Well, it's a wild card. A shock that Brent would want to be in this and do this to his body, because for all intents and purposes, we think Brent is sane from what we know about Brent.
Also here today, former UNK football star, and of course your favorite loper, Tyler McNitt. Your thoughts on Tyler?
Well, I'm excited Tyler decided to do it this year. Obviously in the past, Tyler wanted to do it, but NCAA rules or something, I don't know. They thought if we gave him Tyler a hot dog, he would not be eligible or something. I don't know.
We also see the tallest competitor, Chris Ryskowski, the Riz, is here today. How do you handicap his chances?
Well, I don't know, because he's another wild card, too, because I think when he said he'd be in this, I think maybe he was under the influence of some things, and then when he came to in the morning, it was too late, and he's not one to back out, back down.
He's not a quitter like some people in Riverdale that we know. He's not a quitter.
That's right.
He's not a quitter. He's not Josh Jeldon. He's not quitting.
Four people have already asked me, is H-Man here? Is H-Man here?
H-Man stays away from most public functions. In fact, a lot of public budgets. Also, making his second appearance ever in the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, Larry Mitchell, the only man to ever have a reversal during the competition.
Well, Larry's not going to do that today, and I think the air conditioning here at the Hilltop Mall will have something to do with that.
We go over to Hot Dog Steve Anderson, first year in the competition. He's got a big mouth, but can he get the hot dogs down?
I would be surprised if he can advance past some of our other competitors, but who knows?
Then we get into our celebrities from newspaper and television. Seth Blank making his initial. He's fired up to be here today, and I think that plays in his factor.
Well, since he's been starving himself since Monday, we think Seth certainly got a chance.
And Melody Pettit, the first female competitor, making her first appearance from NTV. She's ready to go, and I think this could be interesting as well.
Well, we'll certainly see. She's confident coming in, but
I've never really seen anybody giggle during the competition, and we may see that here today. I don't know. Bob Hamer, the only three-time competitor from the Grand Island Independent, most improved eater in last year's competition.
You know, I'm one of the three biggest Cubs fans, I think we know, and I would be real surprised if Bob gets back to double digits. It's just it was a monumental task.
I think it's how you feel early on in the competition, whether you want to go for it. And then, of course, our defending champion, Ben Pug Bertrand, 12 and a half hot dogs. That is the Doug and Daddy world record by Ben Pug Bertrand. And I want to know if the competitive spirit is going to overtake his thought about just wussing out today and eating 4 and 5 and walking out the door before the competition is over. Will the juices and the chance to take that trophy back home to the missus take over today?
Well, here's the deal. He's Big Brown. This is the Belmont. Will his horseshoe fall off and be poking him in the leg, you know, on the far turn? We'll have to wait and see.
So you handicap this today, Daddy. Give me your exact of the 1-2 finish of our competitors in the 30th annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest.
You know, my order finish is simple. This, I think, Pug Bertrand repeats. I think Larry Mitchell is second, and then I've got to, you know what? I'm going to take the field. It's one of those bets where I can hit the all ticket. And that would be my trifecta.
I'll tell you what, I'm in for tall, and I think there's a couple people here that really want to make a move. And you know what? There's only one thing you can say. Nobody beats the Riz. And I'm putting the onus on him, the Minnesota Viking fan that he is. Let's go with the Riz to maybe make a move here today. So are we ready?
Is it time? I think we're ready.
Are we ready? We will start the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest right after this from the Hilltop Mall on ESPN Radio.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Davy show.
We have in effect put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
When the phone rings, who do you want to answer? It's your call. Trust Lips, serving the Kearney area for over 30 years. Long-standing reputation, innovative ideas, personal service, superior quality. Trust Lips. It's your call. On time, done right, one customer at a time. Lips Printing Service, Kearney.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome heavy 113 cubic inch V-twin powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
We'll see sunny skies across the area today with a slight chance of a storm towards this evening. Otherwise, look for high temperatures of 94 with south winds to 12 to 25. Tonight, we'll see a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some of the storms could turn severe with lows around 60, up to 83 for a high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 82.
The Doug and Daddy Show. Who will be the Rocky Balboa? Who will be the Apollo Creed? And who will be the Clubber Lang? And who will be Tommy Gunn? And just get his ass kicked out back when this is all over with. It is the Doug and Daddy Show, live from the Hilltop Mall. The dogs are on the table. The competitors have been chomping at the bit to get ready to go. And Daddy, I think we're ready. If you are ready, please get us underway.
Gentlemen and lady, grab your wieners.
3, 2, 1. We are underway. The eating has begun here at the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. They will have until about 10
Melanie,
minutes after the hour.
Got the water going.
She has decided to be competitive here. Look at Ben Pugh-Bertrand. He's trying to talk. He's already smack-talking. I think Pettit says she's going to drive a couple down, then smack-talk, drive a couple more down. And we remind the folks here, as we get underway, we want to thank all the sponsors, and the hot dog competition is underway. And we will see who is the first one to put a dog down. We want to thank all the volunteers for helping us out from the radio station as well in putting this away today. By the way, we want to wish a happy birthday to Kiefer Anderson, Brent's young son, having a birthday today. He said all he wants for his birthday is a big trophy for his daddy.
Well, that's what he wants. I'm not sure Kiefer's going to get what he wants. you know, the young man, that starts off being a small disappointment in life, I think. But you know what we're going to see? Brent has finished his first dog, though. And also several people just wrapping up their first dog. Good to see some of the Bertrand Construction crew up here as well, cheering on brother and competitor Pug.
Also want to remind all the folks that are here at our main table, we have a lot of giveaways, a lot of door prizes we're going to be giving away, so stop by and register. Just drop your name in the box. We've got a lot of giveaways here from the folks at Hilltop Mall. Sidewalk sales are going on. And, Daddy, one big thing here today, as we are inside for the first time. The last two times we've just had it out in front of the ESPN studios, and it's been a little warm. That should not be a factor. The only sweating we should see today, the meat sweats.
there'll be some meat sweats, and well, I sweat all the time because, well, I'm chubby, but there'll be a little bit of sweating going on there too.
I see Larry Mitchell, he seems to be the most relaxed right now, but is still keeping up the pace right now.
Yeah, he's keeping up the pace. Seems very, very comfortable in his setting. Just like eating lunch, most of the time, got Pug right by his side.
Again, we are at the Hilltop Mall. Stop by and see us. We're at the main entrance here right across from Snickerdoodles and Regis and Claire's and all the folks at the Hilltop Mall. Stop by and see us today. We're going for about 30 minutes. It's a special two-hour show. We've got a lot more sports to talk about, and, of course, we'll talk to the winner when this one is all done. But we're just a little over 2 minutes into the competition, and we're on about a dog every 2 minutes pace. And, Daddy, that would be a 15-dog pace.
That would be a 15-dog pace, but who will be able to keep that pace? Very, very few will.
We will start to check in with some of our counters and some of our scorekeepers here to see how things are going. The defending champion has brought his own liquid here today. Should we be investigating?
Well, I don't think so, because I took a little sip out. I might get a little bit of, you know, a little bit of
my
sip
before. That's a good idea. Good idea.
Disappointing.
Get some information there from Chris Baznett, who is videoing for the Hub. His thoughts right now from what Seth Blank is, what he's seen Seth do. What have you observed so far, Chris?
Well, right now I see Seth pacing himself. I've got to call him the underdog in this thing. He's probably a little underweight compared to a lot of the other competitors. He's a little inexperienced. I think he might have a little bit of nerves going on. He's got a big 18-hole round of golf to play this afternoon for Hacking for the Hub, so he might have some of that on his mind. So I think right now he's just trying to take it slow and see how far he can get into this deal and see how it does.
Are you going to Wood River today?
No, we're going to Buffalo Ridge today. We changed it up.
So, going to Buffalo Ridge. So folks out at Buffalo Ridge, if you do see Seth Blank, stay clear. Stand clear. It's a good thing there's still a lot of fields out there near the out-of-bounds
park. There are rules about casual water. I'm not sure if there's rules about casual vomit or anything.
Brother. Well, you'll have to let me know what's more atrocious, his golf game or his competitive eating.
I'll keep you guys informed.
Thanks, Chris. You'll be able to see some of the competitive eating on the Hub website when that gets downloaded. So we are currently 4 minutes into the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest here at the Hilltop Mall. And let's check out and see how we're doing so far.
The champion, Ben, is working on his third and putting some condiments on his fourth.
So Ben Bertrand has about put his third one away so far here at the hot dog eating contest.
Brent Anderson is hanging right in there. He's got two down almost done with a third.
So two and a half down there. Daddy, why don't you investigate table number one? We have the defending champion at table number two right now. So Daddy's going to go over and check out what's going on at table number one, and he's with Dan Beck right now. Daddy, what do you got?
Looks like Bob Hamer over here at table number two is on his fourth dog, and then it drops off to Seth Blank. He's got his third one down.
He's setting the pace here.
They say Bob Hamer is the one really setting the pace and looking to overtake. Now, with Tyler McNitt, is he disappointing right now, Matty? We have an update on Tyler. He just finished his third, and he started his fourth. But the Riz. Riz is on 2.5, but you know what? He may be a closer.
Closer. When we get to about the 20-minute mark, we will play a little Go Cubs Go. We will sing the seventh-inning stretch. We will get Riz ready to go. But the problem is that might also entice Bob Hamer at this point. How about the defending champion? The defending champion is just mowed down three. He's going. What else do you have? Larry Mitchell is over there. What do we have for his total?
That is his fourth, Doug. The defending champion is just about ready to finish his fourth.
Melody Pettit has put down four. She's hanging right in there. I think we're going to see a new Doug and Daddy record. I think already the competitive juices have started to fire up. One thing that everybody has told us, don't stop. Don't eat six or seven dogs and then think you're going to take a break for 5 minutes, because you will be done. You will be done. Everybody that's tried that in our competition, they've ate seven or eight, say, okay, I'm going to take a couple-minute break, and then I'm going to get in and eat five or six more. They eat one, they're done. If you hit the wall, you hit the wall, so keep going.
Well, there's been a claim of foul already made here in this contest. Some of the spectators have made a claim of foul versus Tyler McNitt, and basically it's because one of the sales girls he may have had a date with at one time.
And how does that have anything to do with the hot dog eating contest?
Well, they just think that maybe there's a, you know, she wants the trophy to come home to her. And
well, I'll tell you one thing, though. The date must have went well, because he still feels well enough to eat. He's not disgusted about being here yet.
I think it went fine.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show. We are live at the Hilltop Mall for the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. We want to thank some of our fine sponsors, of course, Troutman's Quality Meats. Don't forget, if you love the hot dogs, you're going to love everything else they have, Daddy. And Carrie and the gang there all weekend, it is time to grill.
All weekend long, it is time to grill, Doug. A little bit of sirloin that Carrie has already marinated up. Check it out today at Troutman's Quality Meats.
I heard that you were back in there dining and grilling this week.
I'm not afraid. Yes, I check in with Kerry frequently, and it's always a wonderful product in which he presents to you.
Of course, it's not just grilling. If you've got something you want to take on the road, if you're going on vacation, if you're going camping, fishing, golfing, stop in for the snack sticks, the cheeses, everything else that they have. They've got beer, they've got to pop, everything that'll get you could be your last stop on the way out of town.
Perfect. They can vacuum pack it as well, throw it right in your cooler.
Of course, the Hilltop Mall and Sunmark for helping provide things for our competition today. Culligan, who has provided the water. And, of course, the great Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest T-shirts provided by Moonlight Embroidery. Daddy, let's go out and see where we are at right now. We are currently 7.5 minutes into the Hot Dog Eating Contest again. We don't go 10, because if we went 10, we'd have a small number of hot dogs eaten, and we don't want that to happen here. And we are going 30 minutes as usual, so that means about 10 minutes after the hour, and we have more people that are joining us here at the Hilltop Mall. We invite you to come up, register for our door prizes. We've got a lot of great gifts that we're going to be giving away, not only to the competitors and to the winners, but just to the folks up here for the sidewalk sales at the Hilltop Mall. And Daddy, you're back in there checking out some numbers.
Well, I've just been requested by Hot Dogs if we could get a nap break. That's not going to happen. Bob Hamer over
here. The donuts have kicked in. The donuts he ate earlier today have kicked in there?
Yes, the donuts have certainly kicked in. Bob Hamer has not ate any donuts this morning, and he has just started his sixth hot dog. So Bob Hamer, the leader at this table, with six.
What else do we got going over there, Daddy? Can you give me some more numbers? Chris Ryskowski over there, my pick to do things. He's on his fourth right now, on his fourth. So he is trailing a little bit. In fact, Derek, if you could throw a little Go Cubs Go on right now, something to get this table going over here, table number two. But again, it could inspire Bob Hamer.
Tyler McNitt finishing number five, excuse me. Just wrapping up number five, he will start at number six shortly.
We move back over here to the defending champion. How are we sitting with the defending champion, Ben Pug Bertrand, Daddy?
Defending champion, Ben Bertrand, just finished number five. He is beginning number six. Oh, and Melody Pettit also just finished number five and beginning number six.
And how about our good friend Larry Mitchell?
Larry Mitchell, what is Larry's total at this time? We're going to have to get back to you on that, Doug. I believe he just finished five as well, and we'll start six.
Brent's about ready to put his fourth one away, so that's how things are looking right here at the Doug and Daddy annual hot dog eating contest. We have fan interference with Hot Dog, who is starting to bounce and looks a lot like you when in studio, getting excited.
Yes, this is going to be a colossal bounce, because I think it's already only about 8.5 minutes in. Feels like perhaps the Hot Dog may not have realized what he was up against.
We haven't had a Larry Mitchell update here in quite a while, so let's go ahead and check that out right now. As we're catching up with our...
Larry Mitchell also has finished number five, Doug, and her and Melanie Pettit have begun number six along with Pug Bertrand, so some great competition going on at table one. And Brent doing a fine job in his own right.
I think what he's trying to do is steady on the course, because we have just hit the one-third mark. The 10-minute mark has just been hit here at the Hilltop Mall. Bob Hamer with the lead, but we've got a whole bunch of folks that are only about a half dog behind him. Bob Hamer, sports columnist for the Grand Island Independent, looking to make the move here and win this third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest, and thus set the trophy on Terry Douglas's desk.
Tyler McNitt has just started number six also, so a tight competition it looks like right now. Melody Pettit, Pug Bertrand, Larry Mitchell, along with Bob Hamer and Tyler McNitt from table two.
So a third of the way through, like we usually see in New York at Coney Island, it's pretty tight, but nobody has really separated themselves from the field. Bob Hamer with a short lead right now. And
has separated themselves, but this next 5 minutes will certainly be critical.
I think you're right. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and when we come back, we'll be at about that 15-minute mark, and then that's when we're going to separate the pretenders from the contenders. We'll see if Ben Pug Bertrand can defend his title, Daddy.
Well, we're going to see that. And I will look at Bob Hamer. You know, probably a surprise again this year after what we saw him do last year. Certainly didn't think that he had a marble or a screw loose, but he's putting some more ketchup on that dog, and he has finished number six. Is that correct, Dan?
Yeah, he's finished
number six. Bob Hamer has finished number six and is attacking number seven. Well, it doesn't look like he's really attacking. I guess that would be a stretch to say he's staring at the obstacle in front of him.
Well, I guess we're going to find out who the greater Cub fan is today as well, and I was sure it was Bob Hamer. And you got the Riz and Bob Hamer, two huge Cub fans, but when you talk winners, you talk Bob Hamer.
Well, you certainly do, and he's a battler. And I think Dan, our producer, was right. He is thinking about attacking number seven, and he has now attacked.
Well, again, you just don't see a lot of winning coming out of the state of Iowa, but Bob would like to represent here today.
Oh, how true. Oh, how true.
Let's take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back at the Hilltop Mall in just a couple of minutes, give you another update. We'll be halfway through the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest right after this on ESPN Radio.
Exceptional. Distinctive. Extraordinary.
Big. Why, they're huge.
Thank you, Mr. Know-It-All.
The largely entertaining Doug and Daddy Show will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You spend a lot of hours in that old tractor planting, tilling, and fertilizing. Just like you, Stadler Implement spends a lot of time with after-sales service. Look at their line of Kinze, Kraus, and Sukup tillage equipment. When it's time to fertilize, Stadler Implement carries the Demco 3-point or pole-type chemical applicators. Carl and his staff also service well engines with tune-ups and overhauls. Isn't it nice to know you can go to one business and be satisfied with their service? Stadler Implement, East Highway 6, Minden.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM. KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings.
ESPN Superstation.
Sports Center. Time for a sports update on ESPN. I'm Doug Duden. Kansas City Royals coming off a 4-1 victory last night over the Chicago White Sox. Continue their homestand leading into the All-Star break. They'll welcome in the Seattle Mariners. Catch all the action tonight at 7:10 here on ESPN. Day 2 of the Miss Basketball Tournament is already underway. 12:30, more games will tip off around the UNK Health and Sports Center and Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. After today's pool play action, teams will be broke up for the single elimination tournament that will run Saturday and Sunday. Don't forget the Kearney Senior All-Star Game will get things going Sunday night right before the championship game for the 13th annual tournament. Tomorrow, former UNK RMAC Volleyball Player of the Year and first-team All-American Danielle Shum-Stoll will be the first loper ever inducted into the RMAC Hall of Fame. She was a part of the first team that ever played in the RMAC from UNK. She says one of the big differences after joining the RMAC, the travel.
You know, the big thing I remember was just the travel was a little bit different. We spent a lot of time, before we went into the RMAC, we were traveling North Dakota, Omaha, that way. So I remember the big change was we spent a lot of time in Colorado and had a lot longer drives, just going to like Mesa and Grand Junction. And
Nebraska's incoming freshman class has been rated as one of the best in the country by PrepVolleyball.com. The four-person freshman class was tabbed the sixth best in the country by the publication. Florida was picked number one, followed by Texas, California, then UCLA, USC, and Nebraska. And finally in sports, former Nebraska football players Tommy Frazier and Will Shields are among this year's 10 inductees for the Nebraska Black Sports Hall of Fame. Of course, also going in will be Charles Deacon Jones out of Boys Town and former Olympian Merlene Otte. And there's American Legion Baseball going on at all three venues in the Tri-Cities this weekend as a variety of tournaments take us in to the next to last weekend of the regular season. That's sports.
If it seems like the grass is always greener in your neighbor's yard, you won't want to miss the Lawn Care Clinic this Saturday at Builders in Kearney. Hi, I'm Matt Webster, and the great news is, if you know a few tricks and use the right lawn care products, a lush, green lawn is easy to achieve and maintain. Learn about fertilizer, insect control, soil characteristics, and more to help you grow the lawn of your dreams at the Lawn Care Clinic, 10 o'clock this Saturday at Builders in Kearney. Builders, we do lawn care best.
Builders does it best.
Mid-America Market Information.
For the Mid-America Ag Network Markets, I'm Ross Miller. Hello, everybody. Let's go over to this. July corn is down 6.25 right now. September corn is down 7 at 679.5. And December's at 697.5, down 6.75. Chicago wheat right now is off 8.25, sitting at 686.5. Kansas City wheat is even right now for your July. September's at 851. It's up 2.5. And December's at 875, up 2. March is unchanged at 892. Soybeans are down 3.5 at 1606 for your July. August is at 1587, down 13.5. And down 15 is your September at 1578. And let's move on down into November right quick. Like 1567, off 20 for your soybeans. Soybean meal right now is at 444. The low was at 441. High was at 447. Soybean oil is at setting at 64.05, down 40. The high was at 66, and it's down at its low right now. Beef carcass cutout is up on choice right now to 9 cents. Your select is down 17 cents. August live cattle are down 80 to 101.25. October is down 87 to 108.57. And your December's at 111.22, down 82. Feeder cattle are down 15 to 112.50 for August. September's at 114.55, down 5. And your October's at 116.10, down 10. Lean hogs are up 70 for July at 74.65. August is at 74.55, and that's down 32. And October's at 71.25, down 37. Premium quality alfalfa going here in Kansas at 170, 185. In Nebraska, 130 to 140 with a relative feed value of 170 to 185. On the energy market right now, oil's kind of backed off just a little bit to 270 on the gain at 144.35 after it hit an all-time high of 146.65. And your gasoline is up 11 and your diesel is up 11. I'm Ross Miller.
Everyone knows a guru of the grill, honcho of the hibachi, baron of the barbie. Well, whatever you call them, they call the land of lean beef home. Because out here, you don't get elected CEO of charcoal without knowing how to harness the protein power in 29 lean cuts of beef. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
Getting the best value for your dollar, mighty important to everybody. And that's why you folks ought to call Dick Neville and his family at Neville Trailers in Kingman, Kansas. We did that years ago, because if you need a trailer, Neville makes steel and aluminum grain trailers that haul the largest possible loads. That's right, steel and aluminum grain trailers, built by farmers for farmers, and that means they're tough. If you haul grain, compare the quality, durability, and price of Neville-built trailers in Kingman. Call them at 1-800-301-3487 or go to NevilleBuilt.com.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see sunny skies across the area today with a slight chance of a storm towards this evening. Otherwise, look for high temperatures of 94 with south winds to 12 to 25. Tonight, we'll see a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some of the storms could turn severe with lows around 60, up to 83 for a high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 82.
Welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show from the Hilltop Mall in Kearney. We are approaching the two-thirds mark of the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. And as we took that break there, Daddy, we knew that we would start to see some of the folks slow down a little bit. And that is what we've seen. Tyler McNitt put the hat on backwards. Then he changed it back up. Hot Dog has put the hat on backwards. Melanie Pettit is caping in there. We're seeing the sweat starting to build on our competitors. We're seeing Larry Mitchell keeping the dogs down, which is a good thing. And the defending champion, Ben Bertrand, is making a push right now. Daddy, I think it's time for some updates. What do you got for us?
Well, I think the update's been when I looked at Bob Hamer and asked him how he was doing, and he stopped for a minute and said, I've been better.
He's gone to mustard.
Bob Hamer has shifted his strategy, but he is working on 10. He's working on 9, excuse me. Also, Pug Bertrand working on 9, about halfway down. Melanie, how's Melanie been doing, Tom?
You know, I'm not going to track
that. Melanie, I think, is on number 7. Daddy. Number 7 for Melanie. We'll get you roving reporter here in just a second. We'll get an update on every single one of the competitors. Why don't you go out there and we'll get an update. We have an email here to the Dent Popper inbox. This one for Riz, loosen up the jaw and throat, just relax a little bit. That's a Dent Popper inbox there for the Riz, Dent Popper inbox.
Our update is we've had a reversal. We have had a reversal.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord. We have had a reversal. This is not good.
We've had our first reversal here at the Hilltop Mall. It's clear to table, Daddy.
I don't know what to say. I may have a reversal here because
Daddy is sweating a little bit, and we're making some room with the wet naps, and we'll get back to that in just a moment. Well, there you have it. You know, we are down to 8 competitors here at the Doug and Daddy third annual hot dog eating contest. And we will get an update. But Bob Hamer's still there in the lead. We see Ben Bertrand doing a great job. And we see the competitors still eating minus one.
They've all seemed to move tables except for Brent, who stuck with his. He said, you know what, I love Melody. I love MTV. I'll stick with her. And he is one sitting at the opposite end of the table. We're Melody
Pettit out of the competition. Out of the competition. I smell play of the night. I smell play of the night. And as soon as Melody recovers, we'll have a word with her. We'll give her a couple of minutes to compose. She was off to such a great start. She was hanging with the guys through the first 10 minutes, and, Daddy, we could tell when we went to that last break, things had started to change. We have 7.5 minutes remaining in the competition. Can you get me an update from what we have going on over there? So, Daddy, give me some numbers from that table. How we set?
The defending champion, Pug Bertrand, looks to have taken the lead. Bob Hamer has slowed. He's still on his 9th dog, about half of it left. Pug Bertrand still just leads by a little bit, over 1 dog over young Larry Mitchell of Elm Creek.
We're checking some other numbers here. Dan Beck making some talking to Tony here. What do we have?
Now Dan has informed me, now Bob Hamer is mixing condiments. He's went to about mustard and ketchup combination, but seems to have hit a little bit of a wall.
See, when you start mixing things, that's when things don't go so well the next day.
They have filed another protest. The Pug Bertrand team has filed another protest because of the reversal at their table. Total pandelirium has broke out here. That's one step beyond pandemonium if you've never heard of pandelirium.
We do have some great gifts that we're going to be giving away to the winners and all the competitors. And, of course, Daddy, to the crowd here, we're giving away some door prizes to the crowd here. And you have got some of the names that have been drawn out. If we call your name, stop by the head table here and pick up your prize. What do you got for us?
Well, people that can pick up a prize, Jessie is making her way around. She's right over by where you registered. Lana Peaster, you picked up a lovely gift today. Also, Reggie Davis has picked up a prize.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Nepotism. What's going on? That could be worse than the sales gal McNitt combination.
Peg Block
has picked up a win.
Lexington. Mark Collins.
Seth Blank has got away from the table. He wants to make a comment, Daddy.
Hot dogs are gross.
What number is Seth on right now?
6.
Okay, Seth is still in there. He's on his 6th hot dog. You never know. We've seen the leaders slow down. Right now, according to our account, the defending champion, Ben Pug Bertrand, has a little bit of the lead. Melody Pettit is out of the competition. How's the mailman doing?
The mailman's still fighting and battling, but Brent is on what, 6? He's on 7. Brent is on 7. The mailman's on 7.
Try and get me a number on everybody that's left in the competition, would you, Daddy? We are down to 5 minutes to go. 5 minutes to go in the competition. We are 25 minutes in. 5 minutes to go in the competition.
1 bite left for Bob Hamer on his 9th dog. He will begin 10 shortly. Pug Bertrand about halfway through that 10.
So he is ahead by half a dog right now.
He's got the big half out of it. Also, people still in. Hot Dog just wrapping up his 4th dog, starting his 5th.
That's Oklahoma Sooner Pride right there, people, trying to pull up last place, although with the DQ from Melody. What's that?
Hot Dog says he needs more beer.
What do we got from the other side here? Maddie's got some numbers for you.
Maddie, the numbers we have available to us, Tyler McNitt is on 8, and the Riz is on 7. And Larry's on 9. Larry Mitchell, the young sensation. They've talked about him endlessly in circles that we run with. Larry Mitchell making a move here late in the competition.
4 minutes to go, and Daddy, I think Melody has composed herself. Could you swing on over there? Because I really don't want to be that close and get some comments from Melody, who had an unfortunate incident.
Melody, I'm sorry about what happened. How are you feeling?
I'm just mad. I was in it. I was in it hot dog for a hot dog, man. I was in it until that happened.
We were on number 7 when this unfortunate incident occurred.
You were only just like 1 above me. I could have gotten it. I could still eat more.
I got to think you're about at negative 2 now from what I saw.
when did you first go, uh-oh?
It was at the beginning of the 7th. You know, that hot dog taste just kind of felt a little much.
Not that it was a Troutman's hot dog taste. I mean, they were wonderful dogs.
But if you eat seven of them in a row really fast, that's...
Do you feel that the training probably wasn't quite adequate enough for your rookie attempt here?
Yeah, I think it was. I think I just went too slow. Next time, we just got to amp it up.
She will probably not need the nap that everybody else needs, though, so we got that going for her.
You have that going for you. Probably go jogging this afternoon. Wait,
well, ho, ho.
Wait a half hour before you go swimming, Melody.
Melody, thanks. We appreciate it. Melody Pettit from MTV. We are down to 3 minutes in the competition, just under 3 minutes in the competition. And, Daddy, you've got a few more things you're going to be giving away here. We've got a few more names right here, I think they are.
Yeah, they're right there, but nobody's been to see Jessie. Lana Pietra, I see her standing over there. She won't go find Jessie and get her a prize, along with Reggie Davis. It's his birthday. He's a winner of a prize. He's supposed to head to the winner's table. That's what you do when you win a prize.
Well, like every other Davis, can't follow directions. Who else we got as a winner?
Jake Block from Lexington's a winner. Mark Hollinger from Minden's a winner as well. Head over to our little prize table and check it out.
Jeff Oberg of Kearney picks up a prize. Jeff, go over and pick it up.
Jim, a big Royals fan, picking up a prize.
Jim Block from Lexington, so either one of the Blocks can stand over there. Jody Schroeder from Axtell. Jody is a winner. Go see the head table. You'll pick one up. How about this one? Lee Farrell is a winner. Lee Farrell is going to pick up a prize here at the hot dog eating contest. Jason Cruz from Kearney. Jason Cruz is a winner. And how about this one? I can hardly make out the name, but I believe it says Blue Jay. A Blue Jay, the winner, number two fan, has picked up a nice prize here today. I think donated by Computer Hardware, actually.
Yeah, he's going to win an iPod today.
We are down to 2 minutes, a minute and a half to go in the competition. Daddy, we got to keep an eye now as we get down to who's there. Bob Hamer, the defending champion.
Bob Hamer just withdrawn from the competition after number 10.
He's done nine.
Bob Hamer has withdrawn. He's done nine.
Pug Bertrand has...
Ben Bertrand has finished 10, ready to start 11.
Tyler McNitt is shaking his head.
Young Larry is finishing 9. Larry Mitchell finishes number 9. Tyler McNitt has finished number 7, working about done with number 8.
Brett Anderson has put down number 7, but it looks like the defending champ is going to bring it home. We have 1 minute to go in the competition here at the Hilltop Mall. We want to thank Hilltop, GNC, Sports Village, the Elephant's Eye, Sax's Pizza, Moonlight Embroidery, and, of course, Troutland's among our many fine sponsors for providing today's quality hot dogs on the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. We're down to 30 seconds to go, Daddy. 30 seconds to go before we have our first repeat champion.
Brent has just withdrawn. Brent Anderson throws in the towel after number 7 and says, no moss. No moss.
Seth Blank is not going to be able to take home a championship today. He has finished his final hot dog. Hot Dog has finished his final hot dog. Sooner Steve has says that's it, but he may not leave the table for another 2 hours. We're down to 15 seconds to go in the competition in the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. 10 seconds, Daddy.
10 seconds remains, and I think it's all over but the shouting, and I think our defending champion.
4, 3, 2, 1, and we have come to a close. Let's hear it, ladies and gentlemen, for our hot dog eating competitors here at the Hilltop Mall today. For taking the pain that it takes to eat hot dogs for 30 straight minutes, but yet enjoying the great Troutman's quality meats that we had here today. And we've got more giveaways to go. But, Daddy, we see some of the folks are starting to take a breath, take a moment, and we're going to take a break and come back and talk to our champion and have all the final numbers for you from this third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest right after this on ESPN Radio.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two gentlemen who are known for their razor-sharp wit, insightful commentaries, probing interview techniques, and charm. These broadcasting mega men will be back right after this. All right, you two, I said what you wanted. Now, where's my money?
You love to meet people, build relationships, and sell, but for one reason or another, your current position isn't what you hoped it would be. If you appreciate the opportunity not only to sell a concept, but to have a hand in its creation, then ESPN Radio Superstation
needs a person like you. Among the great things about being an ESPN Radio account executive is the freedom to create marketing plans that associate local businesses with sports and sports marketing, using radio and the internet. Plus, like any good sales opportunity, the control you crave in creating and fulfilling your personal success goals. We can't train someone to be motivated, honest, and organized. We hope you'll bring that to the table yourself. However, we do provide state-of-the-art industry training. So if you're ready to start on the road to a career where $50,000 and beyond is realistic, then send your inquiries and resume, if you have one, to generalmanager@ESPNSuperstation.com. An equal opportunity employer. Log on to Nebraska Job Link or ESPNSuperstation.com for a full job description.
Gillette Machine and Manufacturing would like everyone to come enjoy the Clay County Fair July 10th through the 13th. There will be 4-H events and exhibits, plus you don't want to miss the 4-H Livestock Auction. So come early and stay late. Gillette Machine and Manufacturing in Harvard, supporting our community. The cover-up invites you to the Clay County Fair July 10th through the 13th. There will be many exciting events to see and do. Come enjoy the carnival rides, the 4-H events, and great food. The cover-up in Harvard, upholstery for home furniture, automotive seats, wood furnishing, and hand canning, and seat weaving.
Hey, Nebraska, are you ready to save some cash on auto service? Then get to Big O Tires now. For just $159, you'll get an oil change plus any two maintenance services of your choice. Transmission, radiator, fuel system, power steering and brake flushes, plus transfer case and differential services. Any two of your choice, plus an oil change for $159. So if you need vehicle maintenance, save your cash now. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
The Buffalo County Relay for Life team welcomes you to Kearney's Cruise Night 2008 and invites you to help them in their fight against cancer by stopping by the Relay for Life dunk tank located in the Mona parking lot. You'll be able to dunk Councilman Randy Bushcutter, Police Officer Scott Gronewaller, and Brian Thome, and the Kearney Heights cheerleaders. Help fight cancer and have some fun at the Relay for Life dunk tank Saturday, July 19th in the Mona parking lot.
Mostly sunny skies across the area today with a slight chance of a storm towards this evening. Otherwise, look for high temperatures of 94 with south winds to 12 to 25. Tonight, we'll see a chance for scattered showers and storms. Some of the storms could turn severe with lows around 60, up to 83 for a high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 82.
We are the champions, bringing us back into the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest live from the Hilltop Mall here in Kearney. And the official tallies are in, and let's take a look at those official tallies, and then we'll have the presentation of the trophy and the prizes to our champion. Melanie Pettit put down 7 and put up, what, 5?
I would say 9. But I was close to the action when that happened, so I'm a little bit biased.
Melanie Pettit from NTV was right there. She was in that three-way tie for second, and then that was enough hot dogs as she filled her plate back up. Finishing in eighth place, Sooner Steve, Hot Dog Steve Anderson, puts down 4 hot dogs today. You know, what are you going to say about that as it mirrors the Sooner season?
Well, just basically the bowl season every year. You know, it's just you know, so much excitement going in. And
it's kind of like going to the Fiesta Bowl and Boise State shows up.
There you go.
In seventh place from the Kearney Hub, putting down 6 hot dogs today, Seth Blank. And you'll get to watch some of that on their website.
Seth Blank doing a fabulous job. He does not like hot dogs right now.
We had a tie for 5th, putting down 7 hot dogs apiece. My wild card pick, the Riz, Chris Ruskowski, and our mailman, Brent Anderson. And let's get a chat here with Brent, because he actually said, I want in. I think I can do some good things. Brent, just your thoughts now that it's over.
I'm glad it's over. It's a lot tougher to look.
Was it all you thought it would be and a lot more?
It was more so. It was a blast.
Brent, it's interesting because everybody comes up here, and I think when you've never done it before, you think, you know, 7 hot dogs. I watch those guys on TV. I should be able to get, I mean, I think coming in here, you thought, I can get 10. I mean, double digits. That wasn't, you know, out of your, you know, your thought process. But when did you realize that this was not maybe what it was all cracked up to be?
when I chewed into the first casing. A little tougher to chew than your typical wiener you get at the grocery store, so, but they were delicious.
Brent, how did the reverse electric table affect your eating?
I started laughing. It was like a slow motion. I can still see it. It's on the plate.
That's interesting because so can I, Brent.
Brent Anderson, thanks for coming up, competing, and being a part of the Doug and Daddy Show. Fourth place, Tyler McNitt, 7 3/4 hot dogs this morning and this afternoon. Tyler McNitt finishing in fourth. Bob Hamer from the Grand Island Independent finished in third, one dog short of last year. He got to 9 and says, no mas. And of course, at that point, you got to, the mental thing starts, but you know, you don't want to have that reversal. He wanted to stay in, and he finished in third, Bob Hamer, with 9 hot dogs today, Daddy.
But you know, really, it was after about number 6. Bob did a great job of pushing his way to the finish. He really, about the last 5 minutes, did not eat another dog, but after number 6, I believe, that's when he said, uh-oh, this is not going as smoothly. Boy, the first 4 of the Bob, he can dominate, and then it just hit a wall.
He was in the lead till about the two-thirds mark, and then finishing in second place, and so far, keeping his hot dogs down, Larry, 9.5 hot dogs. Larry finishing in second, and Daddy, I guess the first question for Larry is, you know, what was the strategy change that kept all the dogs down this year and allowed you to finish as the runner-up?
Well, you know, I'm not a rookie anymore, so I took last year off to think about my prior mistakes, paced myself this time, got second.
How did Melody and the reversal at the table affect you?
It was cruel.
It was like a dog. You went back in for more, though.
Yeah. You know, well, I wasn't going to let it stop me.
You were sitting next to the champ. Ben Bertrand, there wasn't a lot of talking between you two, it didn't seem like. I thought maybe you'd try and throw him off his game as you came down the stretch.
No, he's pretty intimidating. I stayed away from him.
Larry, thanks for competing once again. We sure appreciate it. And Daddy, once again, to the champion, the two-time defending champion of the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. He was a little short of what he had last year with the 12.5 hot dogs, but that's okay. He didn't need 12.5 hot dogs. He's able to put down 10 in our 30 minutes, and he kind of coasted in from there. Ben Pug Bertrand, your defending champion of the Doug and Daddy hot dog eating contest. Congratulations, Pug. The T-shirt, the big wiener.
And your wife, I know, cannot wait to have this back at the house.
Yeah, great. It'll look really good on top of my fridge next to my weed spray.
Your thoughts, once again, your emotions. It had to be very emotional. We saw some meat sweats, and then we also saw some tears there as you were realizing that you were going to defend and again, be a winner in life.
Yeah, I was just eating some hot dogs, trying to intimidate these guys at my table, and it obviously worked, too. The girl across from me, and after that, I thought about giving up. And one time, I kind of did the, thought I was done, and I got right back in it, re-engaged, Maverick.
Obviously, your sponsor's a big part of the day. I want you to recognize them again, Ben.
Yeah, you know, I couldn't be possible without my sponsors. You know, Broadfoot Sand and Gravel, Paulson Construction. You know, Aiden Plumbing, Aaron Mosley Construction, ET Home Improvement, you know, just like to thank all those guys, you know. And
Dairy Queen.
Yeah.
Anybody else you want to throw out? Computer Hardware.
You know, I'll tell you what, about my fourth hot dog, got a little loose going into dog 4 and, you know, came in for some adjustments and went got right back out there and just kind of got after it.
When did the competitive edge kick in? Because it sounded like from some of our pre-hot dog eating scouting that maybe you weren't in it to win it this year.
And I didn't think I was, and I looked around and saw these guys had their hats turned backwards, and we all know there's only 3 guys that wear their hats backwards. And one of the guys that put lots and lots of wieners in their mouth. So I just kind of put the hammer down and just thought I could just take these guys out.
Daddy, two-time defending champion, Pug Bertrand, any more questions before we get arrested?
No, before we get shut down, I'd like to bring in Ben, your wife, because I know she's very proud right now. I see Kylie in the background. Good to have her. I know she's excited right now. Obviously, some tears of joy coming down. She couldn't have never been more proud of you. Let's get her. Let's see if we can get a moment with her. And then
I don't think you're going to get that moment. I don't see the moment happening.
Those are. Look, Kylie, here's a trophy you're going to take home.
I don't think she's all that proud right now, guys.
So already you got to be thinking about maybe defending your title, and as a two-time champion, maybe taking this outside of the Tri-Cities and maybe taking it to the next circuit, maybe the state fair contest?
No.
How did the air conditioning, that help out quite a little bit?
That did help out quite a bit, and I'm really excited about going back in the 95-degree heat this afternoon and working.
I heard Napa may be in order, though, for you.
I hope so.
Pug, here is your gift certificates from Troutman's, from the Hilltop Ball, your Big Wiener T-shirt from Moonlight Embroidery, and, of course, the trophy, which once again sponsored by Misco Sports last year and will be the traveling trophy. And now 2 years in a row, you will have a Christmas present to talk about.
Great.
The presentation of the trophy from Big Daddy to Ben Pug Bertrand, the 2008 Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest winner with a total of 10, one half dog more than Larry Mitchell. Congratulations. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show and be back and give away a few more items to the crowd here and maybe even talk a little bit of sports. We're going until 1 o'clock. It's the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Hilltop Mall.
All right, look, Doug and Daddy don't work for beer and pretzels. Well, they did for the first 3 months until somebody told them that they should be paid. Well, anyway, they'll be back after these commercial messages.
Somewhere in an RV, a husband and wife settle in for a night's rest when he says,
"You know, I wish I would have taken this RV to Rich and Sons before we left."
"Why?"
"Because I just went to the bathroom.
What are you trying to tell me?"
"Not good."
You've worked too hard for that vacation to have it interrupted by maintenance problems on your RV. Rich and Sons RV headquarters for sales and service. Don't have time? The mobile ready-to-go service is also available. Log on to richsonsrv.com. Rich and Sons, South 281, Grand Island.
You wouldn't buy a pair of pants that don't fit. Yet we play with golf clubs that are one size fits all. If you want to take your game to the next level, let the professionals at Kearney Golf Center custom fit your clubs to your swing with the same attention that the pros receive. Every golfer's swing is different, and Kearney Golf Center recognizes that difference with perfectly tailored clubs that fit your unique swing. Get fitted for a set of clubs today. Kearney Golf Center. You'll have a better game tomorrow.
Destination fun continues all summer. Get away without the drive in the courtyard at Cunningham's. Taste one of our signature features every Friday and Saturday night, like grilled shrimp or smoked prime rib. Enjoy our unique outdoor atmosphere with a frozen margarita and listen to the sounds of summer. Take this weekend and get away to the courtyard and let us do the work. On Friday and Saturday night, enjoy tunes from Nick Motil. Join us for Destination Fun in the courtyard at Cunningham's Journal in downtown Kearney.
Remember back when people had pride in their car?
"You can steal my girlfriend. You can kick my dog. Don't you touch my car."
Did damage during the recent tornadoes leave the interior all soaked in your car? Call Timmo's Detailing and Carpet Cleaning at 440-0885. You'll love the fresh, clean, like-new look from Timmo's Detailing. Call for commercial or residential carpet cleaning with fabric protection available. Cleaning up after the storm, Timmo's Auto Detailing and Carpet Cleaning, 1004 Avenue A, behind Kelly Electric in Kearney.
Kearney's Cruise Night is fun, and Detterdings will make this year's Cruise Night more fun than ever. I'm Doug Detterding with an invitation to help us celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Hula Hoop. Come in and spin that hula hoop for up to 5 minutes. It's worth $100 a minute toward the purchase of a new Hot Springs, Tiger River, or Limelight hot tub. We may even fire up our Big Green Egg charcoal grill and Broilmaster gas grill to tempt your tummy. It's fun time during Cruise Week at Detterdings in both our Grand Island and Kearney stores.
Huge, a gigantic sale. Stand by for a message from Jim Sullivan, manager of Eagle Crest in Grand Island.
"People need to know this is the biggest sale in the history of Eagle Crest campers."
Is he serious? He's this serious. Save up to $3,000 on folding trailers. Save up to $8,000 on fifth wheels and travel trailers. Save up to $20,000 on the new Carriage Cameo. It's our biggest sale in history at Eagle Crest Campers on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
More sunshine will continue throughout the afternoon hours. The slight chance of some storms late today and then into tonight. A few of the storms that develop have the potential of becoming severe with high temperatures around 94. South winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see scattered storms possible with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 86.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We've just wrapped up the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest. And, of course, you have to make a lot of hot dogs so that you don't run out. And we still have quite a few hot dogs left. So if anyone in the crowd up here at the Hilltop Mall. Wants a free hot dog, just go to the head table. Plenty of free hot dogs, and you can finish off lunch a little bit. So help yourself to the hot dogs. I don't see many of the competitors still eating hot dogs right now, Daddy.
We're giving plenty of them away. Come on up. You still got time. We're going to be up here all the way to 1 o'clock giving away stuff. There's more stuff to give away as they continue to hand it out. So come on up.
If you're not in the mood for hot dogs, of course, anytime all weekend, especially with the Miss Basketball Tournament in town, check out the Chicken Coop, where if you bring a group of eight or more, your team in, you get 20 free wings at the Chicken Coop in Kearney. Of course, the Chicken Coop also in downtown Grand Island. Stop by anytime. There's not a bad seat in the house. Great sports bar. They've got 42-inch TVs all over the place. There's no place you can sit and not watch what you want to watch. If it ain't on, tell them. They're going to put it on for you. Major League Baseball package. You've got two golf tournaments, the men and the women battling. Paula Creamer at 60 yesterday. And, of course, you can sit back and enjoy some chicken wings. You can enjoy a whole lot of different ideas going on with pizza, with burgers, with chicken. They've got a variety of great menu items for you if you want a steak or a salmon or if you just want an appetizer. And, of course, plenty of cold beverages on what's going to be a warm, warm weekend. The Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Again, the winner of the Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Contest for the second straight year, Ben Pug Bertrand up here at the Hilltop Mall. It was close in the number of dogs, but once Bob Hamer dropped out, and stopped, I guess we should say, at 9, there wasn't really anybody that was pushing the defending champion.
No, you know what he managed? I think Ben would have pushed himself one or two more had he had to, but that was not the case. He relaxed at the end and took home the trophy.
Well, Daddy, we've focused now on this hot dog eating contest for the last 90 minutes. Just your thoughts now that it's all in the books for 2008.
Well, it's the biggest and best one overall. I mean, it's great to get up here and let the people at the Hilltop Mall have that in their foyer here in the middle of the mall across from Snickerdoodles, Alltel Wireless, and Regis. They've done a great job for us. They were very, very great to work with, and we appreciate all the fine people that made this possible. It was the biggest and best event today, and look forward to next year's getting even bigger.
And, of course, again, want to thank the fine folks carrying the gang at Troutman's for preparing the great hot dogs, the folks here at Hilltop Mall, Michelle and the gang for all their help, Culligan, Sunmart, Saks' Pizza, Moonlight Embroidery, other folks that helped us in some giveaways for the fans here, GNC, Sports Village, the Elephant's Eye, and, of course, our friends here at Snickerdoodles. We want to say a big thank you to all the folks that allowed us to be here. And we're going to be here for about another half hour, so if you're heading up to the mall, we've still got plenty of great Troutman's quality hot dogs. Stop by and have one, and we'll get rid of those for you. And also, we're going to talk a little sports, Daddy. Again, kind of a slow time. We had the Miss Basketball going on. Had an American Legion All-Star game that we covered last night that got a little wild at the end, 17-13 in the Mid-Nebraska All-Star game. Had a little bit of everything, hits, runs, pitching, and then a lot of errors towards the end of the ball game. But that was good to see some of the better kids in the area get together and play.
Well, these All-Star games, and it is great to get these kids together, play on the same team on the same night, showcase their abilities in front of the parents and the fans. An opportunity, you know, once the season's over, I think some of these kids can finally relax, and especially the Kearney Thirsties. They do not go on to postseason play, and their season wraps up.
Danny, we have some news that has rolled in here as the show is out. It is the RMAC preseason football poll that is out this morning. It is Media Days going on out in Colorado Springs. Then tomorrow, of course, they have the induction ceremonies to the Hall of Fame. We have some news from the Tri-City Storm breaking this morning as well, but this has nothing to do with the sale of the team. More research yesterday. Apparently, Joel Weens, the owner of both the Storm and of the building, the First Tier Events Center, not in the office, and that makes us lead to believe that there's probably not going to be anything happen today. That doesn't mean it won't, but he is not in town, and so we'll see. We had heard yesterday that maybe the sale would be finished by the weekend, maybe for sure in the next week, so we'll continue to watch that. But the RMAC preseason football poll out, who's the preseason favorite?
Shadron State.
Shadron State receives 7 of the 10 possible first-place votes. The other 3 goes to Mesa State, and UNK is picked to finish 3rd of the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, just ahead of Colorado Mines. And then it's Western New Mexico picked 5th, Adams State, New Mexico Highlands, Western State, Fort Lewis, and then, of course, Colorado State Pueblo is the new team, and they're unanimously the last pick. They're a brand-new team, and, of course, you know what goes along with that. But the Shadron State sweeping the preseason awards, quarterback Joe McClain, the preseason offensive player of the year, inside linebacker Austin Bailey, the preseason defensive player of the year, and the preseason special teams player of the year, Jared Keating out of Mesa State. Is going to be there for UNK. Their preseason all-conference will go to a couple of players on the offense, lineman Jack Hyatt, the junior, who received some honors last year, and also to wide receiver Eric Myrick, the senior wide receiver, an opportunity to be on the preseason all-conference team. Defensively, nothing for UNK. Special teams, Jeff Carnahan, the senior, they put him at punter. Keating, the kicker, he's the special teams player of the year preseason, and Carnahan is the senior punter for UNK. So three Lopers have been selected preseason all-conference, and the Lopers have been picked to finish third in the conference. Your thoughts?
Well, no big surprise there that they picked to finish third. I think if you finish third this year, I think probably Shadron State be a monumental task. Just where they've got their program at is kind of setting new heights in the RMAC conference. I don't think anybody's ever played the style of football in the RMAC conference that Shadron State has the last couple of years.
Yeah, when you make it to the Nationals and you do as well as they've done, the question now is, can they replace Danny Woodhead? I think they can, because they had to do that last year when he was hurt. And you've got some kids out of Grand Island that are probably going to do a good job of playing there, and some new kids in. I don't see them really missing much of a beat, Daddy.
No, I don't think they'll miss much of a beat. You know, you bring back your quarterback, and if you remember that game in Kearney last year, he was the basic playmaker for that team. Unbelievable talent at the quarterback position leading that team. And you mentioned Danny Woodhead being out. They have replaced him. They will move on. You don't ever probably replace Danny Woodhead. It's just one of those things where you got to find somebody. You know, you're never going to see those numbers put up again by anybody. You don't expect to plan to. But, you know, you get a couple of young guys that have waited in the wings, if you will, behind Danny. They're looking for their opportunity to get on the field and show what they can do.
Now, there's other news coming out of the RMAC meetings today. Remember last year, UNK and Shadron State was nationally televised. Well, UNK is going to be on TV again. The Altitude Sports Entertainment Network will broadcast 6 RMAC games in the 2008 season. The games will be available live on Altitude 2. What? Really? There's 2 Altitude channels? Rebroadcast on Altitude the following day. In addition, these games will be available on the B2 networks and possibly some other cable affiliates in the RMAC footprint. So maybe we'll see them also pick up on some of the other things that they do, educational television and such. So that's what's going on. And we can tell you that the conference opener for UNK at Western State will be televised on Saturday, September 13th with a 1 o'clock Mountain Time kickoff. And that's coming up 2 o'clock Central Time on September 13th, the UNK at Western State game will be televised, and right now that's the only Loper game scheduled for television. Of course, UNK-UNO is always on NETV as well.
More great exposure for the school, and they'll take it.
We have a lot more to talk about here on the Doug and Daddy Show. A couple more breaks that we're going to take. We are live at the Hilltop Mall until the top of the hour, where the carnage has started to filter out of the mall, and the crowd's starting to filter away as well, as the 3rd Annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest has come to a close. We want to thank all those that participated, of course, all those that finished up here and came and watched today. A great crowd on hand, the largest event in 3 years, and I think we're hosed now, Daddy. We're going to have to keep having it.
Yeah, it's a go. It's a go. It's going to keep getting bigger and bigger, and that's great.
Next year you're in?
No.
No? Okay. The Storm today announced their 25-man protected list for the upcoming season. Among the players announced, 11 of them were players who were with the Storm last season. That allows the Storm to bring in 14 more new players before the roster is cut down to 23 in September. The top draft pick, Sean Escobedo, will be joined with 8 other draftees from this last year. Returning for the Storm, last year's points leader, Mike Cicci, Josh Bird, Troy Power, Tom Craig, Chris Franks, Dan Heath, Nick Hopper, Anthony Shuley, and Greg Thacker will join on returning to the team. For a complete list of the protected list, you can go to the Storm website, stormhockey.com, which still has the picture of Bliss Littler as their head coach. So we've got just about everything done except the team being sold and naming a head coach. And I guess that's going to probably go hand in hand. If the team sells, then they're probably going to be naming their own head coach.
Well, you certainly got to think that would be the direction they're heading. They'd like to do things their own way. And I think everybody at the arena just wants some finality. There's been so many rumors, so much speculation, and basically everything's been confirmed. It's just basically the idea of getting paperwork across people's desks and signatures on it.
We've got a lot more football talk that we're going to talk about as well here coming up after the break. Big 12 Media Days just a little over a week away. The Doug and Daddy Show will be live in Kansas City for the Big 12 Media Days, July 21st through the 23rd, talking with head coaches, writers, players from all 12 teams across the Big 12 Conference. And, of course, we've been previewing that with a team a day. We're not doing one today because of the hot dog eating contest, but we've got five schools left, including Nebraska, Oklahoma, Missouri, Kansas, and Baylor, and we'll be breaking them down next week. I believe we're efforting Oklahoma for Monday's program. Also on Monday's program, Jason Peter returns. We had him on for a little while yesterday. He will be back with us on Monday's show as well.
Looking forward to continued talk because there's so many different avenues in which we can talk to Jason Peter, and we look forward to exploring many of those. I think on Monday, John Kirby from the Rivals Network at Kansas will join us.
Okay.
Sean, I talked to Sean Callahan yesterday, got John's number. He's basically in the same position at Kansas as Sean is at the University of Nebraska. John Kirby, I think, will be set to join us.
Kansas Jayhawks, I think the team that is set up for the slide this year. And I'm not going to say a big slide. It's just going to be tough to do what they did last year.
It'll be very difficult to do what they did last year. And I think, you know, as far as they took it and then to win a BCS bowl game, was basically a pipe dream, you know, in a lot of people's minds for a Kansas Jayhawk team to do that. But congratulations to everybody involved in that program. Mark Mangino's been great to us. And it's one of those deals where we wish the best for Kansas. We don't have anything bad to say about Kansas. We like when they, you know, what Kansas ever done to us? Let us beat up on them for 40 years straight.
I know, and then they took it to us. So we're going to talk a little more football and the rest of the day in sports. Stay with us. Live from the Hilltop Mall, third annual hot dog eating contest is wrapped up. If you missed any of the results, we'll go over those for you again. Stay with us back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you are about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Daddy Show. Pity.
I'm Doug Duda. Time for another sports update here on ESPN Radio. Mark Tian hit an inside the park home run as the Kansas City Royals avoided being swept by the White Sox last night 4-1. Now the Royals welcome in Seattle in a three-game series you'll hear right here on ESPN Radio, taking them in to the All-Star break. Speaking of All-Stars, the Mid-Nebraska Senior League All-Star game was held last night at Memorial Field in Kearney, and it was a wild one. The two teams combined for 26 runs over the last four innings in the West 17-13 victory over the East. The West represented by players from Lexington, Gothenburg, Holdridge, Cozad, McCook, and Ogallala. And there is plenty of American Legion baseball action going on this weekend. Grand Island, Kearney, and Hastings are all hosting tournaments. Grand Island Chief hosting their tournament at Ryder Park and already underway at Memorial Field in Kearney. Kearney runs the seniors are underway with their tournament, which is also being played in Hastings. 64 teams continue to play in the Miss Basketball Showcase, which is underway at the UNK Health and Sports Center. Some teams just tipping off here at 12:30. The next group of games will go at 1:40. There's also games at Kearney Catholic's Cope Gymnasium. Final tip time tonight is set for 9:50. It was a very good day for Nebraska teams yesterday as they won all but one contest. Former UNK All-American and RMAC Volleyball Player of the Year, Danielle Shumstoll, will be inducted into the RMAC Hall of Fame tomorrow in Colorado Springs. She'll be the first loper ever inducted into the RMAC Hall.
Certainly monumental. It's a great honor, but there's a lot of people involved and keeping me going for 4 years. Patty Sartorius was my coach, and you know, I was pretty homesick that freshman year, and she did a lot to keep me in Kearney and keep me going and sticking with it. So She's a huge part of that and a huge impact on me. And
Shumstoll still is the UNK leader in set assists with 6,307. She is currently the head coach of the Kansas City Power and lives just outside of Kansas City. Nebraska's incoming freshman class rated as one of the best in the country by PrepVolleyball.com. The four-person freshman class tabbed the sixth best in the country, marking the sixth straight year the Huskers have been ranked in the top 10. Florida is the number one recruiting class for the year, according to the publication, followed by Texas, California, UCLA, USC, and then Nebraska. Former Nebraska football players Tommy Frazier and Will Shields are among this year's 10 inductees for the Nebraska Black Sports Hall of Fame. Of course, Frazier helped lead the Huskers to national championships in 94 and 95. Shields made a name for himself in the NFL after leaving the Huskers in 92, a 12-time Pro Bowl selection. The banquet will be coming up later this summer, August 9th, in Omaha. Also going in, Charles Deacon Jones, who attended Boys Town, and former Olympian and Nebraska track athlete Merlene Audie. And that is a look at the latest sports update here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'm Doug Duda.
Some Mart food stores in Holdrege wants everyone to grab their peanuts, popcorn, and baseball cap because it's time for Holdrege American Legion Baseball, and the team is awesome. We're all fired up and wishing them good luck. So hit that home run and bring them home. Some Mart food stores, proud of our athletes.
The employees of Phelps County Feeders wants our Kearney baseball teams to know that we will be cheering for you all season. We are proud of your sportsmanship, talent, and determination. So good luck from all your fans at Phelps County Feeders in Holdrege. Proud to support our area athletes and scholars.
Hi, this is Phil Gordon, professional poker player. You're listening to ESPN Superstation in Central Nebraska on 1460 and 1550 AM.
More sunshine will continue throughout the afternoon hours. The slight chance of some storms late today and then into tonight. A few of the storms that develop have the potential of becoming severe with high temperatures around 94. South winds will stay gusty at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Tonight we'll see scattered storms possible with a low at 60. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 86.
And it's the Doug and Danny Show continuing from the Hilltop Mall here in Kearney, winding down this special two-hour edition of the Doug and Danny Show, getting ready for football season. But today it was all about the third annual Doug and Danny Hot Dog Eating Contest, and Ben Pug Bertrand, who was our winner last year, edges out to the competition. A half-dog winner over Larry Mitchell today. Bob Hamer from the Independent finishes in third. Tyler McNitt was fourth. Chris Ruskowski and Brent Anderson tied for fifth, followed by Seth Blank, Sooner Steve, and Melody Pettit, who was right there from NTV and had a reversal. So 3 years, Daddy, two reversals in the hot dog eating contest. What do we do about that?
I think you just keep having reversals. That's fine. You know, it adds a little excitement to the morning.
That really freaked you out, though, didn't it?
Well, it was just, it was so
close. You were such a wimp, aren't you?
That was not good. I bet that reversal, to be real honest with you.
I couldn't have even handled that. That's unbelievable. Unbelievable. A couple of things I don't think we talked about on the show yesterday. Nebraska's incoming freshman class, rated sixth in the country in volleyball by prepvolleyball.com. Florida number one, followed by Texas, then California, UCLA, USC, Nebraska sixth, then Michigan State, Michigan, Pepperdine, and Long Beach State, which I thought was a little unusual.
Interesting seeing some northern schools getting a little recognition.
Also, I didn't even know we had this, but we have the Nebraska Black Sports Hall of Fame. And I was trying to find some more information to see how long this had been going on, 2 or 3 years, and because couldn't be very long for some of the names that are going in this year, like Tommy Frazier, Deacon Jones, Merlene Otte, Will Shields, the former Husker player, won the 92 Outland Trophy, widely considered to be a first ballot Pro Football Hall of Fame inductee when he becomes eligible because he just retired in 2007, so he's got some time to wait there. Induction banquet will be by the North Omaha Boys and Girls Club August 9th, and Fred Brown from Omaha Tech was the second four-time Nebraska State Wrestling Champion, so he is going in as well. There are some real big-time names here, but Merlene Otte, my Lord. Jamaican-born, but won 14 national titles as a Husker sprinter, won 8 Olympic medals, and a world champion.
Deacon Jones, explain. How's that?
Well, went to Boys Town. NCAA cross-country and track champion at Iowa, competed in the 3,000-meter steeplechase in 56 and 60, All-Nebraska in football and basketball, and the Omaha World Herald ranked him 44th on the state's all-time best athlete list, which, of course, we've been talking about Tom Kropp being number 9 on that list when he got inducted into the High School Hall of Fame here last week. Well, I guess Monday when he went in. So
great honor. Congratulations to all involved with that.
As one of those that has Nebraska ties but wasn't really a true Nebraskan, I suppose, kind of like Merlene Otte.
Yeah, there you go, because it really caught me off guard. I did not know Deacon Jones went to Boys Town.
So we all know about the head slap. Did you utilize that in high school, a head slap?
No, I would have hurt my hand.
Did your mom utilize that at your house, the head slap?
Yes, the abuse I took, yes, had several head slaps. Maybe that's what happened.
Hey, I want to remind folks, especially those in town for Miss Basketball that's looking to take some time off, there's a couple events going on with some tournaments, so maybe you can't get out and play golf on the course. Why not go out and practice at the Kearney Golf Center? Only lighted driving range, and they'll be there from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. They're there all weekend for you. They've got practice greens for you to shoot out. They've got the putting green out there for you. They have 8 different target greens for you to fire at. So if you've got the clubs in the trunk and you just want to play a little golf, but really just have the time to go out and practice, check them out at the Kearney Golf Center. Kevin Cameron, they even have time to throw in a little lesson for you. He's been doing it for a number of years. 19 years. It's a whole long time, but Kevin's been given a lot of lessons, and he can do it individually. He can do it a group, men, women, kids, whatever. Go ahead and give him a call, make an appointment, or just stop out today and hit a bucket of balls across from UNK, south of the UNK Health and Sports Center on Highway 30.
Doug, the baseball game, Major League Baseball, is going to take the All-Star break next week. Any idea what a home run derby ticket would cost?
Well, you told me earlier. So, yeah, I know.
I think this is going to shock a lot of people.
This is retail face value.
This is minimum face value. You cannot buy a cheaper seat to the home run derby.
And which is in Yankee Stadium.
Yankee Stadium, the final year of Yankee Stadium. $400. $400 is the minimum face value.
What's the maximum?
I do not have the maximum. A ticket to $600 is minimum face value.
I think that just tells you we have some problems, Daddy. We have some problems with what's going on. It's too corporate. There aren't that many tickets available. They're leaving a lot of things open for there's just not that many tickets available, I'm guessing, and that's why they're so high, because they know they can sell them.
Well, you got to think that, yeah, people are selling them. They're certainly for well more than the $400 and $600. They're paying to see the heroes and and they're paying to be a part of Yankee Stadium too.
Well, yeah, because let's face it, not everybody in this baseball game is a hero. I mean, we're not seeing the greats of the last 15 years. We're seeing a lot of new faces in this All-Star game. And of course, when the All-Star game, at least it's supposed to mean something when it determines who has home field advantage in the World Series.
Oh, that's exactly right. Yeah, and a lot of people disagree with that, but nonetheless, that's the system we've got, and they're going to do it up well. They always put on a great show, and I think the players do a great job. There'll be several additions and people opting out for injuries and other things. You always hear that this weekend. But I think the majority, because it's in Yankee Stadium, you'll certainly see less of that than you see in the past.
As we're here at the Hilltop Mall, the third annual Doug and Daddy Hot Dog Eating Contest wrapped up about 30 minutes ago with all of our champions crowned and the trophies handed out. We'll recap that for you one final time before we get out of here. But it's a good crowd up here at the Hilltop Mall with sidewalk sales going on, and we're already seeing some back-to-school shopping. It's going to be going on today, all day tomorrow, and, of course, Sunday during normal business hours here at the Hilltop Mall. But I see some of these kids walking around in their different jerseys. Some of them are here for Miss Basketball, but some of them are local. You see Kearney, Pleasanton shirts. You see Elm Creek shirts. It's not long until high school football practice begins, but how long has high school football practice actually been going on? This camp, that camp, this camp, these kids working together every night. Again, something that we'll probably hear a lot more about when practice officially starts and people will say, well, practice has been going on for another month. The things don't seem to be changing, and there's no rule changes, and I don't think you can make any rules. If you're going to find a way to do it, you're going to find a way to do it.
Well, that's what, and this really started, I think, in about the last 5 to 7 years. Before that, I think he had weightlifting and conditioning, but I think you're pretty much seeing, offenses going over and preparation for that offense and that first game coming up start right after school gets out in a lot of places.
Well, we've been gearing up for this hot dog eating contest, and that moves us into next week. We're going to have some different topics to talk about, but really this show after next week, Daddy, turns right into fall, because when we go to a Big 12 football media days, it just turns right over. We'll come back from that. The Huskers will be getting underway, and before you know it, it's high school and college coaches every single day. We'll be catching up with, again, Merck and Morris, Daryl Morris from UNK and Paul Merkowitz from Hastings College as they get ready. Expanded coverage of the Huskers. We'll be bringing you their press conferences and Bo Pelini every Tuesday this year here off to the Doug and Daddy Show. Sometimes we'll be there, sometimes we'll be in studio, but we really just have about a week to go, and we're going to talk to Jason Peter. We're going to continue our Big 12 football. We've got a couple of local events. The Star Sporting Clay Shoot is going on. We're going to talk about that. I've been seeing a lot of publicity on the BMX. We've got a big race coming with the BMXers at the end of the month to Kearney, one of the state races that determines the year-end point standing, and I'm sure we're going to catch up with some of the folks on that as well.
And ladies, don't forget, we got volleyball coaches on all the way leading up to volleyball season as well. We're not forgetting about you in any way. So a lot going on, but yeah, the summer for all – It's almost over. How can that be? The 4th of July was just now, but once we start to hit Big 12 media days, it's pretty much, people report to camp, and it is full steam ahead towards the fall sports.
We turn in our Big 12 ballot today. Who's in the championship game?
I'm kind of with everybody else, although I would like to see a change in regard. I'm not going to go with everybody else. I'm going to say Texas Tech jumps up and somehow finds a way, just because of their schedule, a way to win the South. And then I think Missouri is the team out of the North.
Well, I did what I did the last couple of years when we filled out this ballot. I just went straight to the schedule, knowing what we know about the teams, and you don't know how it's all going. But who's going to win this game? Who's going to win this game? And the last 2 years, it was pretty clear, at least, who you thought would be favored in the game. This year, I don't think that's going to be the case. I think there are a lot of toss-up games. I mean, outside of Oklahoma and then Missouri's home games, I don't think you can chalk up a lot of sure wins this year for just about anybody. And the thing that really surprised me, Texas's brutal first three games in the Big 12. I really thought, we've been talking Oklahoma, Texas, I'm going to keep picking them. Well, I'm not going to do that. I have in the South Baylor sixth. I mean, you keep Baylor there until they do something. Oklahoma State fifth. I think Texas A&M has enough to finish in fourth. Oklahoma State could finish as high as second, though. So A&M fourth, Texas third. I think Texas A&M, and Oklahoma State could all have the same amount of wins in the Big 12 Conference, and so it all comes down to tiebreakers. I put Texas Tech second and Oklahoma first, because if Oklahoma even loses one game in the conference, that should be enough to win it. And I would be surprised if they lose more than one. And I still think, Texas Tech hasn't been there before. I don't see them running the table. Someone will get them somewhere. I mean, they've got some of those games against the North that aren't necessarily favorable for them.
Well, you're looking at this, and Lee Barfneck having him on, saying this is the year with the most parity ever that we've ever seen in the Big 12. There's more teams with an opportunity, a bounce here, a fumble here, big play here, and they're turning the tables. And I think some of these lower tier teams, and maybe probably not a Baylor or an Iowa State this year. I still think they're a ways away, both of them. But I certainly think a Kansas State could come into play. You got to remember they've knocked off Texas in the past. There's a signature win for Ron Prince and Bill Callahan never did at Nebraska. I got to throw a little shout out there. Can't let it go.
You hate Nebraska?
No, I don't hate Nebraska. I think Nebraska, with an opportunity, a lot of people just putting that as a win for Missouri. I don't think that's certainly – you can just write down a W for Missouri coming into Lincoln and winning that football game.
Well, I've said it all along. I like Nebraska to go 7-5, and that means they would go 4-4 in the conference. I think they are going to be challenged. I think there's going to be a definite knee knocker in the fourth quarter of one of these non-conference games. It's not Virginia Tech, whether it's the first game against Western Michigan, whether it's San Jose State. I think there's going to be a knee knocker there. But I really see Nebraska winning four games.
And when I penciled it up, Kansas falling lower than a lot of people.
I do. I have Nebraska beating Kansas. I think Nebraska can beat Kansas. I think they can beat Baylor. They can beat Iowa State. And then you throw in K-State as a possibility, Colorado as a possibility. And as you said, Missouri hasn't won there in a long time. Everything says that Missouri will break that streak, but I think Nebraska can win a lot of football games. So I have Kansas State sixth because I think Gene Chizik is the type of coach that could motivate his kids enough to win a couple of conference games, and that's all it's going to take. I mean, who's Kansas State going to beat? They would have to beat Iowa State, Nebraska, maybe A&M. I mean, I don't know how good this team. So I put Kansas State sixth, Iowa State fifth, Kansas fourth, Colorado third. I think Nebraska just penciled it out. The wins put them second and Missouri first. And again, that's still going 7-5. So you talked about parity. Is it good parity in the conference or is it weak? Is it strong parity? Is it weak parity? I think it's weak. I think there are a couple strong teams, but I think it's overall the reason that the bottom is coming up is because the top teams are coming down a little bit, like in Texas.
Well, Doug, I don't think you can say that because in the top 15, they've got five teams in there. So I think the teams are pretty level headed and good. Now Kansas State brings in, I might disagree with you there a little bit. They're bringing in 19 junior college kids. Now if they can make it through the season without 17 of them being in prison somewhere,
exactly.
Well, that's a wait and see. I mean, is it a quick fix? Maybe, maybe not. And if it's not, I think it could be an awful, awful long year for Ron Prince.
Well, it won't be a quick fix, Daddy, but it'll be a fix you need when you see Matt and the gang at Curbing.
Oh, it will. Stamp Curbing, Light at Curbing, Matt and the gang. Check him out on the net. Free estimate. That's what we like about Matt. He'll talk to you, go through it, show you what he's got for ideas, bounce them off of you, and you tell him what you want to do. Matt and the gang, check them out on the net, curbit.net. They're bringing life to the landscapes, whether it be residential or commercial. Call Matt and the gang at Curbit today.
Well, we are just about out of time here on the Doug and Daddy Show, our special extended edition from the third annual hot dog eating contest at the Hilltop Mall. Derek, any more business we need to take care of?
No, I think you guys wrapped everything up.
What do you think about all this? Are you hungry?
I'm pretty hungry. I haven't eaten since about 7 this morning, so.
Well, we have enough hot dogs back. We thought maybe we would just put you in the corner and let you eat for a half hour by yourself and see how many you could put down.
I think I could do about 10.
We want to thank all the fine sponsors. What do we got, about a minute left there, bro?
Yep, rolling it right now.
All right, we want to thank our sponsors, Troutman's Quality Meats, for providing the hot dogs. Of course, the fine folks here at Hilltop Mall, Sunmart, Culligan, Saxis Pizza, GNC, Sports Village, The Elephant's Eye, Moonlight Embroidery, and a whole lot more. And congratulations again to the champion defending his title, Ben Bertrand of Kearney. He finished up with 10 dogs. Larry Mitchell, 9.5 out of Elm Creek. Bob Hamer, the Grand Island Independent, third. Tyler McNitt, the former UNK football star, finished in fourth. The Riz, Chris Ruskowski, and Brent Anderson, a couple of big-time football fans, finished in a tie for fifth. And Melody Pettit from NTV didn't keep them all down today, but she was right there.
Reversal, 2 points. Oh, not today.
Hey, we will see you Monday. Jason Peter, Big 12 football. Until then, enjoy the weekend, everyone. Doug and Daddy Show from the third annual hot dog eating contest at the Hilltop Mall.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.